I'm Peter Gay Hodges with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, June 23. Coming up, new fire stations to be built in St. Mary and St. James, MSME thematic working group launched, and government to simplify business registration process. The details after the break.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Construction is expected to begin this financial year on two new fire stations in Port Maria, St. Mary and Montego Bay, St. James. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie, says the government plans to build three fire stations before the end of the next financial year.
In the next financial year, we intend in focusing on the new facility in Yalas in St. Thomas.
Minister McKenzie was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Thursday. He says the timely completion of the projects is vital, as the fire stations in both Port Maria and Montego Bay have been closed for over 7 years. Meanwhile, Minister McKenzie says the Jamaica Fire Brigade headquarters on Port Royal Street in downtown Kingston will be relocated in short order. He says the board is seeking a new location as the current building has been deemed unfit for use. Industry and Commerce Minister Kyle Samuda has instructed members of the newly established Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise MSME Thematic Working Group to review the three-year-old MSME and entrepreneurship policy. The document provides a comprehensive framework for the development of the MSME sector and seeks to minimize some of the challenges affecting the sustainable growth and development of businesses in the sector. Minister Samuda has given the MSME Thematic Working Group 3 months, beginning on July 1, to deliver the revised policy.
It is a wonderful attempt to review a three-year-old policy that is in dire need of review.
The thematic working group will coordinate and monitor MSME-related strategies and actions, particularly those falling under outcome number 8 under the Vision 2030 National Development Plan entitled Enabling Business Environment. The group will be chaired by the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury. A co-chair will be selected from the private sector. Industry and Commerce Minister Kyle Samuda says the government is working to simplify the process of starting a business. This by implementing an online system for business registration to reduce even further the turnaround time for applications. Mr. Samuda says this is being done to ensure that entrepreneurs follow the stipulated procedures and avoid illegal engagements.
In seeking to facilitate and empower our entrepreneurs, we take the position that entrepreneurship thrives best in a policy and regulatory environment that keeps barriers low, and where entrepreneurs are able to play a meaningful role in providing valuable inputs into policy and in building ecosystems.
Minister Samuda was speaking at an entrepreneurial ecosystem development workshop in New Kingston on Wednesday. The workshop was staged by Accelerate Caribbean, a program designed by InfoDev World Bank Group as part of its Entrepreneurship Program for Innovation in the Caribbean, EPIC, funded by the Government of Canada. It is expected that the workshop will result in a 12-month action plan under which stakeholders will engage in concrete actions to collaboratively build a healthy entrepreneurial ecosystem and mobilize resources from the region and overseas. And Jamaican-born Canadian sprinter Donovan Bailey, through the Donovan Bailey Foundation, has partnered with Helping Hands and Food for the Poor to construct a new building at the Pedro Plains Infant School in Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth. The facility was built over a 3-day period by a group of 25 volunteers from the Helping Hands Foundation in Canada. Mr. Bailey says the new school building has the capacity to accommodate up to 60 students.
Our greatest resource are our children, and we have to ensure that we prepare them to lead us in the future.
Mr. Bailey, an Olympic gold medalist, was speaking at the handing over ceremony for the 6-unit school building in St. Elizabeth on Wednesday. The Pedro Plains Infant School is now equipped with 3 additional classrooms, bathrooms, staff room, and a fully outfitted kitchen. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.